Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solution, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Man, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever to see if it'll grow back. That's why you need Hims. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, or serum treatment options that you can find works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few of the questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personal hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox. I am joined, as always, by Dan Regester, and we're here to talk about the games that make college football great.
Playoff?
Never heard of it.
Are we potentially eyeing both our schools?
Maybe.
In a face.
Is that why you're wearing that today?
Matchup.
Is that why you're wearing that? Will you if Missouri. Actually, I wonder who would host, because you would almost have to be the Big 12 champion to get in. I would imagine. The Big 12 doesn't feel like a two-bid league.
Be kind of crazy if we had a bye.
But so. Yeah, you would have if Missouri played UCF in the playoffs, UCF would probably have to be hosting
because it's only the first round.
I know, but you'd have a bye, so it'd have to be Damn,
we wouldn't have to worry about that shit
unless UNLV is ranked above you,
which isn't going to happen. No, they wouldn't be above a Big 12 champion that's undefeated.
No,
not that I don't think we're undefeated. We should have lost that game.
TCU.
Yeah.
It's a tough league.
I went, and boy, did I not enjoy myself.
The comeback was
more of a relief.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking so much shit.
To who? The strangers?
Yes. I was letting loose. I was drinking a little bit. I was with my buddies, and I just, even though they brought their kids and everything, I was just going at these TCU.
You're the childless psycho that they're like, yeah, we were friends with Dan in college. He's cool. He's a cool guy.
He just got a little few too many in him.
Wife's like, where does he work now? It's a place called Drinking Bros. Where?
I know. And also my buddy's parents came too to watch the kids, and they all went to the game and everything. And I was just a psychopath.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I really enjoyed doing that.
I was just like, run the fucking ball down their throat. Like, they can't stop us. They can't fucking stop us.
So you just went full Philly, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you throwing up to Kobe? He's caught everything. Just insane. I don't know what it is about UCF football, because
good for you.
In the grand scheme of things, like, come on, it's two mediocre teams. Do we really matter? No.
You don't
know.
Were
we national champions in 2017? Of course. According to the Coley Matrix, it's in record books.
Didn't you finish that year ranked like seventh?
Doesn't matter. We're undefeated. And we beat the team that beat the team.
Oh my God.
And it was in the same stadium as the national championship.
Okay. Yeah, so sure.
It was the week before, right?
Yeah.
It was in the Peach Bowl. Signage for everything, though, didn't say Peach Bowl, said national championship.
Oh my God.
So if you think about it, though, right? You objectively take it out of what it was. You just see you just drop an alien into the Mercedes-Benz Dome.
They would
see
think.
Two teams playing, yeah. National championship signs everywhere. After the fact, they're celebrating it, giving out national championship tees. We had a parade at Disney World. We have the banner hidden or like raised, and we have that little sign on the stadium that says 2017 national champions. We gaslit ourselves into believing.
Yeah, just yourselves. You didn't gaslight the nation.
It's as legitimate of a national championship as a lot of the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, even some of the 80s championships.
I would agree with that. Anytime when it's just like the national champion used to just be the AP named the national champion.
And some would disagree. Some would never play each other. It was just like who had the best record. I mean, there are some champions there that have like three or four losses.
Yeah. Look, it's less legitimate than Rutgers in 1869. But
we'll always recognize Rutgers at 1869.
Yeah, always. Yeah. They are the national champions. But that's fair, actually. It is no less illegitimate than...
No. So, like, fuck off. Oh, we're national champions. Yeah, dude. We are. What of it? Sorry we had fun. And it was a magical run. And look where Scott Frost is now. Should have never left.
He really shouldn't have. Actually, let me see Texas's national championships here. So, they have four claimed. 63, 69, 70. And then, obviously, 2005 is completely legit.
Not to mention the team we beat both teams in the national championship, so... By transit of property. We beat Bama and we beat Georgia that year.
So, Texas. Man, this is bullshit. Texas won their 1970 national championship. They didn't play nobody, Paul.
They played nobody, Paul.
They played three ranked teams all year. They went 2-1. And
I'm pretty sure that national championship Joe Pa got also.
Probably bullshit.
Kind of bullshit.
Yeah. They played fucking Baylor. Baylor has been horrible. I mean, Texas is such a joke, dude.
No reason to fire shots at Texas. Texas is legitimate this year.
I agree.
This is the best. I think they're probably going to win the Natty, honestly.
Please, God, no.
Because Georgia has such a hard fucking schedule. It's crazy to look at like the SEC. Georgia, maybe one of the best teams in the SEC, obviously. But their path, way harder than like Missouri.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a soft schedule.
You have such an easier road to the playoff
in
Georgia.
After this week, I think we're going to lose a ranked team off that schedule because I think Oklahoma's going to get their doors blown off.
I don't think so. I think Tennessee's going to get punched in the mouth. Tennessee might win that game, but come on, dude. Heupel in an actual big spot, going home.
I get it. I put some money on that game on Tennessee side.
That's probably a mistake.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But you know what? I've been making a lot of mistakes lately.
No, you had a good week last week. But, dude, I traded everything. Eagles win, my soul, just for us to come back against TCU.
Yeah.
And, dude, TCU is not good. That was just a classic Gus game.
I think this Sonny Dykes experiment
is... He got him to the national championship. What are you talking about? It's a success regardless.
Yeah,
he got to the fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And that's about as much as TCU could hope for, I would think.
Yeah. And also, like, people kind of piss all over that team because they got rolled by Georgia and Natty.
It was the worst bowl loss of all time.
They beat Michigan, though. They got there. They won the playoff game.
They won a playoff game. They won a playoff game.
They beat that fucking fraud of a Michigan team before they started cheating.
I think, were they not cheating already?
Well, even if they were, they beat a team that was cheating against them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was one of the worst coach games I'd ever watched, Michigan versus.
I was, like, having fun with the TCU fans at first, but then they started to kind of, like, lift, you know, look down on us.
It's private.
Yeah.
Private school. A lot of rich kids. A lot of rich kids from Dallas just.
They kind of flipped the switch when we started to come back.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
A lot of rich kids from Dallas just scoot over there.
Mm-hmm. But not the richest kids, because those go to SMU.
No, because SMU is, like, within walking distance of those kids' homes, so they want to, like, get out of their backyard. SMU is full of super rich kids. I just feel like not a ton of them are from Dallas.
Hmm, okay.
Most of the kids I met.
I was under the belief SMU is the richer school.
It is. Yeah. Oh, 100%. It's just, like, it's in the Park Cities, and the Park Cities is the richest part of Dallas. So it's, gotcha. Like, do you want to go to school literally down the street from your high school?
Even then, when they got the ball back with 30 seconds or whatever, and they had a 58-yard field goal, I'm like, how's your kicker, guys? Like, well, I was terrified.
Yeah.
And he had the leg. He just nowhere near.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Can't be banking on a 58-yard field goal in college. Even when we had Meavis, although our new kicker seems like he's pretty good, too.
It was appropriate, though. We left 7 points on the fucking field between two blocked field goals and an extra point.
Yeah. You left a lot of points on the fucking field.
It was bad. And then, you know, just figure it out. RJ Harvey for Heisman. Just keep giving him the ball. KJ's looking better. He's looking like he's in shape. We have a bye week this week. We don't have to worry about it. We got Dion coming into town.
Oh, I can't wait.
Coming into Orlando.
I can't wait.
Things are kind of going our way.
I think you're going to be a smooth 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, if there's a path here. Look at this. We got Dion coming into town. And then we got to go to the Swamp. I don't know what Florida's going to be at that point.
Yeah. I think you're comfy. I don't think you, it's.
Our
it's,
hardest game is probably in Ames.
It's at Iowa State.
Yeah.
Although, look.
Got Arizona coming into town.
Arizona State, and even at West Virginia is going to be.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. And then Utah, obviously.
Yeah.
At the end of the year.
You have a path, but anything can happen.
Yeah.
You have to win.
That good either.
You got to win that game in Ames.
Yeah. That's a spooky place.
Yeah.
In October.
I mean, it's better than November. November is where Ames gets real, real spooky.
At least it's not Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Either way. Enough about my team. We're not playing this week. You went 14-4 last week. You went 1-0 on your money line dog called UNLV.
That was
just a spite pick, though.
No, yeah. I knew they were going to win that game.
They weren't looking good early. But it's how you close.
Yeah.
It's not how you start.
Barry's got the boys.
It's not important. I went 7-11.
Well.
0-1. One of my worst starts on the show ever.
Ever.
Because I usually get out to a pretty good lead over you.
Yeah.
Comfy lead. So this is kind of reverse roles this year.
You're down big.
Yeah, I'm up 2-0 on the two seasons to zero on you, so it don't matter. Yeah, you're up 10, like more than 10 games, I think. I'm 21-27-1, 2-2 on Moneyline Dogs. You're 31-20-1, 1-1 on Burr.
Bang, bang.
I guess 2-1 on Moneyline Dogs now. I didn't update that. There you go.
Dick.
Sorry. 2-1 on your Moneyline Dogs. You're 31-20-1 on the season. Yeah, you got 10 wins over me. I have 7 more losses. You just take, you're a volume shooter.
I see what I like, and I
yeah,
fucking go for it.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You know, it's when you have 10 more wins than me this year, it's just been a total square year. Sharps are getting housed right now. Vegas, I don't know if they're going to be able to keep the lights on.
Oh, my God.
Being a contrarian, not great here. Not this year.
Yeah, it's been real chalk this year.
Other than Florida State.
Yeah, yeah, who we both were way too...
Oh, can we do that's one of my favorite things this week is just how Cal is completely trolling Florida State.
How so? I haven't seen. I know that my favorite thing they did when they beat Auburn was you just lost to the woke agenda. Meme,
yeah.
Which is just,
so they're doing the same thing to Florida State, but like just really going at them with
that. Oh, I love that. I love that. Because it's run.
They're leaning into, I'm sure it's like a conservative that runs the Barstool Cal account.
It's at least like just a normal dude, right? Yeah. It's not someone who's woke, right? Like it's not some crunchy Cal Berkeley fuck.
Because they're leaning into just the stereotype of Cal.
Oh, yeah. But why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you lean into the, like, you just got beat by a bitch? You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you?
You guys call us soft.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of, you know, pussies.
Yeah.
But you lost.
But you fucking lost. I mean, going into Auburn.
Cal's actually, I think, decent this year.
They might be.
They might be all right.
ACC powerhouse, Cal.
Dude, honestly, is there a path for Cal?
There's a path for anybody.
Cal might win the ACC.
The path is win. Okay? That's the path.
Right. It is crazy, though, that Justin Wilcox is still there. He's been there for, this is his 8th or 9th year. I mean, I guess if you're Cal, what do you expect? Like, are you going to get a better coach than Justin Wilcox? Probably not.
No. I don't know, man. Sometimes you just find lightning in a bottle and, like, you got to run with it. Other times, take the steady hand, right? Like, there were a lot of people at Missouri who didn't want to get rid of Barry Odom, partly because of he was an alum, but partly because it's like, even though he wasn't crushing it by any means, like, he was making a bowl game pretty much every year, and it was just like...
Stability is good, especially at a school like Cal for football.
Or Missouri. Like, it's the same thing. Like, stability is really what you want. Like, and you hope for a great year every once in a while.
Now, are we also on FSU 2-10, 1-11, 0-12 year?
Yeah, I think they have max 3 wins on their schedule. Like, if everything goes well.
This is insane.
They're not making a bowl, obviously. Like,
at this point, the whole team's is just going to quit on Norvell.
Oh, right? This is a nightmare. The stadium's going to be empty. There's no pride.
No.
And after
they're embarrassed. They're going to wear brown bags over their
head. They had their hearts ripped out last year. And then what happened?
The committee broke Florida State.
The committee broke Florida State. Although, honestly, like, I know the committee not letting Florida State in is sort of the focal point of it all. But let's be honest. It was the bad beat of Jordan Travis's leg snapping.
It doesn't matter.
That is what... I'm not saying about them deserving to get in or not. I'm saying the actual worst moment of their year was not getting into the playoff. It was Jordan Travis's leg breaking.
For sure. But then also not getting in when you have 10 NFL guys.
Because
literally
I know,
10 guys that got drafted in the NFL.
Because that team could have won the national championship, especially over in Michigan or certainly Washington, right?
With Jordan Travis.
Yeah. With Jordan Travis. It was never going to win without Jordan Travis. Now, you can totally make an argument that they still deserve to be in the playoff. Totally, fair enough. They were never going to win without Jordan Travis. But with Jordan Travis, Florida State has a extremely real shot of being the defending national champion right now.
Yep.
That's the bad beat. That's the break. That's the soul. And now look where you are. That's why you can't take shit for granted, literally, unless Nick Saban is your coach.
Or Kirby.
Or Kirby, I guess, at this point.
We'll move that to Kirby at this point.
Yeah. Because ask Clemson.
Right.
Shit don't last.
And as much as we dunk on Clemson, they're still probably going to win like 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're going to sit around me like, this is beneath us. They hadn't won shit before Dabo. They had one natty. They were basically Georgia. They were ACC Georgia, right? Yeah. Like always high ranked, always choking, never winning anything. Dabo comes in, gives them 2 fucking championships, 2 of the best college quarterbacks of all time. So Clemson, even though it is fun to like make fun, it's a blast to make fun of Dabo. But like, yeah, you got to relax and remember where you came from. Remember your roots.
Was it Clemson that stole kind of their shit from Auburn? Or vice versa?
What do you mean?
Like color schemes and...
Yeah, probably. I mean, but this all happened in like the 30s and 20s when nobody knew what the fuck was going on. You know what I mean? That's why there's a million sailor...
sailor hats.
Sailor mascots, yeah.
I mean, if it looks good, rip it.
Yeah.
You know, good artists borrow, great artists steal.
Yeah.
That's the saying. Well, we got plenty of great games this week. Every week seems to be like... They keep, you know, on the main show talking about how there's... It's kind of like a bad week for college football. No, not if you're outside.
Mm-mm. This is it's just fun matchup after fun matchup this week. Just compelling stuff where it's like, there's several games this week where it's like, is this the week that they're able to get rid of that coach?
There's that. There's how many receiving votes can you get after this dub?
Yeah. And also just like there's so much pride in, you know, people low national championship playoff, whatever. Yeah, there are teams in that sphere right now. Like, my team is in that sphere right now. But I'm also very
used for to, the playoff, not the national championship.
Yeah. But but there are also years, more years than not, that I'm used to with Missouri, where it's in the sphere of where a lot of these teams are, where it's like, get 8 wins. You know what I mean? 8 regular season wins. Respectable year. Let's fucking go.
Beat our rival.
Yes. There's not numbers next to those teams' names.
No.
But those games are humongous. I live and die with those games, because you don't want a 7-5 year. You don't want a 6-6 year.
You certainly don't want a 6-6 year. And then you're like, ah, we need to win in a bowl game to be above 500.
Right.
It's the worst year is 6-7 with a bowl game loss.
That was every
one. I think that's worse than actually not making a bowl.
No, it's not, but it's close. That was Drink's last 2 years. Before last year, were 6-7, 6-7. Yeah. It's just, people were like, you're under 500.
Just
like,
the gross, sort of. It's the grossest season.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're not happy. You're not completely, like, pissed off. You're like, we had some good wins. Like, yeah. There's some pieces here we can build on.
You want to fight for an 8-win regular season.
Yeah. I mean, if your floor is 8 wins,
you're amazing.
Happy. You're
happy. Crushing it.
Your life's pretty good.
If your floor is 8 wins, yeah. That's insane.
It's a great year.
Yeah.
For most of us, right? Like, I mean, if your floor, if Ohio State wins 8 games, it's Brian Day's out the door.
Yeah, it's like, a disaster. Yeah.
So I'm glad I didn't go to a school with like those kind of expectations, because I don't even think those people are happy.
I'm not having fun this year. Like, watching the Boston College game last week, there was nothing fun happening.
You're not on the level of like a Ohio State of Georgia, a fucking
I didn't say I was
Oregon,
but they're a top 10 team and they're playing for something real. And what I'm telling you is
Texas this year.
Neurotic. It's
sure, but like, this is the exception for you, right? This is the 1 year, maybe the next 2 years, like, oh, we can kind of. We can flirt with that class. We're not technically, yeah, like, we're invited to the party, but no one's really there for us.
Right. I understand what you're saying. They deal with that every single year, where it's like, it's only fun if they win 11 games. A 10 win season's bad for them.
Being able to like touch God every now and then, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be God.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's not fun. This is fun. The muck is fun.
Yeah, the muck.
We're living life.
We're mud people.
Yeah, we're in the infield.
So let's start with a pretty fun game Friday. My guy, our guy, actually. I think we've, as a show, adopted our favorite quarterback in
Kyle McCord. Oh, yeah.
In the college football
universe.
Colin McCord. He's freed up. He's slinging it. He's just potentially going to win the ACC.
That would be so goddamn.
If we get an Ohio State Syracuse matchup in the playoff,
I'm all over it.
I would love it.
I'm all over that.
So we got Stanford catching 8.5, traveling to cross country. The Stanford to New York cross country flight.
I've flown into Syracuse before. It sucks.
The over under is 57.5. Man, Stanford. This is just new college football right here. This is two teams that would never play.
Ever. It'd be like a weird non-con for sure.
Who you got in this game?
I actually don't know that I love the spread either way, but I do like the over. Both of these teams have been scoring and not playing defense. Tech scored 28 on Syracuse. Fucking Ohio scored 22 on Syracuse. And then Stanford, their schedule hasn't been as good, but they let TCU drop 34 on them. And then they've scored 27 and 41. So both teams have been. Cal Poly only scored 7 on Stanford, but whatever.
Cheer for points, baby.
Yeah, I'm cheering for points. I like the over here.
I'm just going to ride the hot hand. I'm going to go with Kyle, Syracuse, covering 8.5. I think they win by 10 to 14.
I could see that. My only problem is just Stanford's been dumping it in. So who knows?
We'll see. Next up, San Jose State, 3-0. Little undefeated matchup.
No big deal.
Going to Pullman, Washington State, over under 55.5. Undefeated matchup. I mean, there's a path here. Washington State, they run the table. What happens? They win the Pac-2.
It's the top five conference champions. And I guess if the Pac-2 is a conference and they're fucking undefeated, why wouldn't they, right? Like,
I don't know how that would work. You can't win a two-man conference.
Sure you can. Sure you can. There's a de facto conference champion.
I guess, like, if you're undefeated and then you would get over the Mountain West. You're essentially the honorary Mountain West champion.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. But without having to play that conference championship, which is sick. You're like the Notre Dame of the ACC, but with the Mountain West.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. They got San Jose State this weekend. Boise's going to be a tough matchup at Boise. At Fresno's tough. But then they got Hawaii, San Diego State, Utah State, New Mexico. Corvallis is tough, and then Wyoming.
Yeah.
But there's a very real possibility where, you know, they're 11-1, 12-0.
Yeah, they just won their most difficult game of the year.
Won the Apple Cup in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although not at UW. I think it was at the Link, or not the Link, whatever the fucking Seahawks field is.
Yeah, in Seattle.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, that's still tough.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL.
But it was split.
Eh, it's sort of. There's more Washington fans.
For sure there is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's not that many Wazoo fans.
Can you imagine? I would feel weird. I like a Wazoo. Who is a Wazoo fan who didn't go to Wazoo?
I was when Leach was there.
Oh, yeah. I actually...
And obviously Gardner.
I actually remember getting very angry. I remember watching the game on New Year's Day as a kid at my grandpa's house because the family Christmas party was on New Year's Day where all the cousins and stuff came. I remember the Ryan Leaf spike and everyone in the room being like, what the fuck? This is pre-replay. He clearly spiked the ball. Like, there was time left. He had a play left. They got fucked on that in the Rose Bowl. Either way, though, I don't think San Jose State's actually that good, even though they were my... I picked them to win like a week or two ago. I forget what it was. But yeah, Wazoo, 2 touchdowns, no problem.
Over-under's 55.5. Wazoo's kind of been playing really decent defense. Not scoring a ton, but winning games.
Yeah.
Like this kid, Meter, he's dual threat, athletic white kid. He's a gamer. I'm gonna go under here.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Washington State pulls this out. I'm thinking, I don't know, 31-20. So technically, under that assumption, San Jose State would cover. But
yeah,
I'm going under 55.5.
I just don't like San Jose State's. They didn't score a bunch on Air Force, which I know that happens a lot. But like, the only other two teams they've played are really soft, right? Really, really soft. And Air Force isn't good this year. So, yeah, I kind of think Wazoo rolls. I think San Jose State's off to a nice start. Going to make a bowl game, but...
Oh, dude, I didn't even realize that. So, obviously, Brent Brennan went to Arizona. San Jose State's coach is Navy's old coach. Ken Numatalalo or whatever.
Sure.
The
is he wearing a lay on the sideline still?
I don't know if he does that. I don't think he did that at Navy.
Who wears the lay?
Brent Brennan does.
Okay.
At Arizona.
Okay. That's right.
Because he has a bunch of like Hawaiians on
his team. Samoans, yeah.
I don't know. I think he has like a Hawaii pipeline connection as like a...
Lock it down.
Maybe like a high school coach or something.
Lock it down. You got to just make sure the Mormons don't convert him.
That too. But I mean, Brent Brennan's a white dude.
I know, but you got to just make sure the Mormons don't undercut
Gene Jones used to do it.
I know. I remember. At SMU, at Hawaii, yeah.
So, yeah, I'll go under. You went Wazoo. This is a fun matchup here.
This is...
Florida, -6, going to Starkville, over-under 58.5.
Is Mertz starting again?
I don't think so.
He can't, right? By the way, what is the line on this game right now?
6.
It opened at -4.5.
Mississippi State just got rolled by Toledo.
Yeah, it opened at -4.5. The money's all moving to Florida.
Not enough cowbell to stop the Gators. Dude, jeez. Mississippi State is bad. Lebby doesn't have his guys yet.
No, I think, I think Napier's job is safe for another week. Florida covers. I don't know about the over-under. I don't care about the over-under. I think Florida Florida better win this game by fucking 7 if Toledo's...
winning by like 40? Don't sleep on Toledo, though. Toledo might win.
I agree. I love
But in no world should there be a MAC team going in and beating an SEC school.
By 30?
Yeah. That should never happen.
No.
I'm going to go under as well.
You just under week for you?
Dude, 58 and a half is a lot of points. These two teams can't score.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Even though I went under on the Florida game, but A&M decided to just dump it in.
Yeah, and here's the thing, though, is Toledo dumped it in on Mississippi State. So it depends on who the quarterback is, though, I guess, for Florida.
Right.
I think Florida wins by a touchdown regardless, but...
My whole thing is I don't think Mississippi State's going to score much.
That's fair.
Next up, we got James Madison catching 10.5 at North Carolina. The over-under is 48. Give me the Duke. Give me JMU to cover 10.5.
Yeah. North Carolina sneakily undefeated as well so far this year.
I don't know if it's sneakily.
People not expected. Really talking about Max Boyes. Are they even getting votes?
I'm sure they are. They've beat Minnesota, obviously.
For the
1917.
That big was that opening night?
I think it was like a Thursday or Friday game, yeah. Then we had a win over Charlotte, a win over NC Central. They haven't played anyone, pal.
Road win against a Big Ten team. I'll give them that. It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points. A double digit for the Dukes. I mean, they have a common opponent. They've both played Charlotte.
Yeah. And obviously James Madison.
They're not quite what they were.
McLeod is at Texas State, and then you have a new coach. But the program rolls on, man.
I agree.
Maybe it's just the culture at the program. I think James Madison's kind of like North Dakota State. It's like it doesn't matter who's there. The machine keeps rolling.
I agree with that.
I think North Carolina wins, but 10.5 is a lot of points.
Yeah, this is a toughie. Let's see, over under. I might pivot.
48.
I'll just take JMU to cover. Yeah, I think it's going to be really close. Like, they might lose by 10. Like, it's going to be right on the line.
Here's a make or break game in this point of the season. Actually, we got two make or break games.
Back to back, yeah.
In the Big 12. We got Houston catching 3.5 at Cincy. The over-under is 46.5. I keep yelling from the rooftop, Cincinnati sucks.
And you know what? They do. But
Houston's bad, too.
Houston's awful. Awful.
This might dictate who makes a bowl game.
Although, honestly...
Like, if Cincinnati loses this game, they might not make a bowl game.
Actually, do we need to re-inspect this a little bit? Is Houston awful? Because they've played one of the toughest schedules of the year so far.
Yeah, actually, what if UNLV is just better?
Well, they are better. That's
UNLV should be ranked first off.
Yeah, it's insane that they're not ranked. But I mean, Houston opened the year with UNLV and Oklahoma. A road game against Oklahoma.
Rolled Rice. Yeah, I mean, Willie Fritz just needs to get a couple reps under him.
I mean, they beat Rice handily. Now a road. This is Willie Fritz finally getting a running start, right? Although, I guess it's going to be a little tripped up because you get a ranked Iowa State at home sandwiched between three road games. Oof, this is not, even though it's not like the worst schedule, like this is a tough first year schedule for Willie Fritz.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Houston catching 3.5. I think maybe if Cincy wins, they win by a field goal. Houston covers.
Okay. Boy. And then wait, who's Cincinnati played again? They lost.
They lost a close one to Pitt. Who's not also sneakily undefeated?
Yeah,
and 2-0 against the Big 12.
I didn't even realize that. Won a road game at Miami, Ohio.
Pitt actually posted a graphic of the Big 12 standings.
Yeah,
it's like UCF was in second place at 1-0, but above them was Pitt at 2-0.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
ha! Good job, Pitt. Man, this one is right on the line. You know what? Fuck it. I think Houston wins. So give me the points, and then might be my money line dog.
We'll revisit.
Yeah. Right. But I think I'll take Houston for sure.
Next up, we got Kansas catching 2.5 in Morgantown. The over-under is 56.5. West Virginia's been a bit of a disappointment to me this year.
This year? This is another one of those games where it's like, how much longer can Neil Brown keep his job?
Well, he saved it last year because they were starting to roll. Like,
yeah.
He was starting to get it together.
Speaking of, by the way, rough schedules to start
loss
the season.
To Pitt, backyard brawl. I mean, yeah, Penn State.
Penn State, and then a road game against a power forward team. Like, they've had two
your rival
tough games to start the season. One of which they kept close, the other one not so much. Obviously, they rolled Albany. I like West Virginia here for sure. Kansas is really broken right now. Jalen Daniels doesn't look right, and I forget his name, but they fucking hate their offensive coordinator. The fans are like, throw him out. They just lost their old OC this year to somebody better. I don't remember who.
So Jeff Grimes?
Yeah, they hate Grimes. Okay. They fucking hate Grimes. That is the only thing you read. But a lot of them are saying, a lot of what I read on like Reddit and Twitter and stuff is they're just like, Jalen Daniels doesn't look right since his injury, like his back injury. He just doesn't look the same.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I like West Virginia and Morgantown as well to win by at least a field goal.
Another question I have with this, though, is like,
Kansas is about to start 1-3.
Yeah, after thinking they had a path to the playoffs.
Were they ranked to start the year?
Yes.
Yeah.
They ESPN to start the year said they had like a 30% chance to make the playoff.
That's stupid.
It's really fucking stupid.
Who's making the FPI rankings?
FPI is fucking dumb, dude. One thing I'm wondering though is, do we get an under here? What is the over under?
56.5. I don't know. They could probably dump it in.
Yeah, I could see this being a little bit of a shootout. I'll stay away from that. I think West Virginia just, yeah.
And we agree. Back-to-back games. I don't like that. Virginia. Minus,
you should. I know. Fucking crushing it over
Virginia
here.
I got to make up ground, though. Virginia minus 3.5 at Coastal. The over-under is 55.5. Coastal, another kind of maybe a program that it doesn't matter who's there.
Just plug and play.
Yeah. Also undefeated, 3-0. Coastal has a path.
I guess. What is their conference again? Are they American now? Did they get absorbed into it?
No, they're
Sun Belt.
Still in the Sun Belt.
Okay.
I mean, they win the Sun Belt. There's a good path. There's a chance to get in.
I think Sun Belt is actually the second, or no, someone had it rated the best lower count, G5, G6, whatever.
Yeah.
I forget who it was.
Georgia State. Just
oh, no, I think
Vandy.
S&P Plus, I think, had them as the best G6 conference. Sun Belt, I mean. So, yeah, Sun Belt's legit.
I mean, especially when you got Texas. I mean, if Texas State won that game Thursday.
Oh, man.
Full steam ahead.
I was rooting hard for them.
I know.
What has Virginia even done this year, really, so far? I want to see. They're 2-1, not bad. They beat Wake, I guess. Didn't look great against Maryland. I mean, they kind of get Maryland a game for a second, but at Wake, barely squeaked that out. Yeah, I like Coastal here.
On the teal turf.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Coastal didn't look great at Temple, but I guess it's a road game.
At the link?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's a road game.
It's not a home game. It's not a home game for Temple.
Yeah, it's not a home game for anybody.
It's an empty NFL stadium.
Yeah. I do wonder.
Which might be harder to get up for.
You just sleep. You're just asleep the whole time. What's the over under? 55?
55 is a lot.
I kind of think the under here, too. Only 28 against. Coastal only put in 28 against Temple.
Temple sucks.
Virginia could only manage 13 against Maryland. They did let up a lot of points to Wake. I'll take the under. I'll take Coastal in the under.
I will go UVA.
Okay.
Cover 3.5. Next up, I love this game, actually. Ruckus. Ruckus football. Shiano and his men catching 3.5 in Blacksburg, Virginia. The over-under is 44.5. Enter Sandman. Not enough to stop the Shiano man. Give me Rutgers and the points. Give me Rutgers money line.
I don't hate that. Oh, Virginia Tech, they need every win they can get considering the lofty expectations they had.
I think Shiano's going to punch him right in the mouth.
You know, obviously the loss to Vanderbilt week one on the road, not great, but they've rebounded in pretty resounding fashion. Virginia Tech has, with convincing 20 point wins basically over Marshall and Old Dominion.
They should be okay. I mean, they have like 20 returning starters from last year.
Yeah, I kind of like the home team here. Where is Rutgers on?
Rutgers undefeated.
I know. I was looking at something else. Man, a lot of these games are really close on like the S&P Plus rankings too, which is funny. But I'm gonna go with Virginia Tech here.
Rutgers hasn't played anybody.
Yeah.
To be fair, but they have a bye
coming into the game. I think Virginia Tech has rebounded off that week one sort of weird question mark situation. I'm gonna go with Virginia Tech. I mean, blowing out Marshall and Old Dominion is not nothing. I think they're humming.
All right. You're going to disrespect Rutgers wins against Akron and Howard. That's fair. Arkansas catching 3 at Auburn. The over-under is 56. Man.
What is going on?
I feel like I'm going to lose so much money just gambling in Arkansas all year.
This is...
Like, there's something there. Like, they clearly have talent.
Oh, yeah.
But just maybe the worst coach team in... all of college football.
It's not great. Was it Pittman's first year when they just beat the shit out of Texas at Arkansas?
Pittman's first year was like good.
It was great.
Yeah.
I think that was Pittman's first year. Texas came in and they just ran him out of the fucking building. And now.
Look where they are.
Here we are.
Auburn's not great though.
I mean, the loss to Cal, not exactly what you want at home.
Couldn't cover against New Mexico.
What?
They didn't cover against New Mexico.
Who does? You know?
You're right. Who does? No one.
I mean, they beat the shit out of New Mexico.
Yeah, but nobody covers against Bronco Mendenhall, right?
This is a toughie. This is right online. God damn it. This is hard. Because, Arkansas. What am I supposed to make of Arkansas, who, you know, had to squeak one out against UAB, but they blew that game at Oklahoma State?
Arkansas should be undefeated right now.
They should be. But Auburn, are they going to lose two in a row at home? Or I'm sorry, two important games in a row at home? Oh, boy. I still want to believe in Hugh Freeze.
I'll let you. You take Auburn.
I'll take Auburn.
Yeah. I will fade you. I will keep riding.
That's fine.
I'll keep riding. Pittman until he bucks me again, which will be this weekend probably. So Arkansas plus the 3.
I think a better bet is, I mean, this
ends in a push, right?
Yeah. This feels like 3 or less.
Auburn wins by 3 probably. So we're about to push here.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Arizona State undefeated plus 3 going to Lubbock over under 60. Arizona State maybe slept on?
I think definitely slept on. I mean, look where they're at. They had I think they're maybe getting a little slept on too because they had a quote unquote tough road game at Texas State. I think people aren't respecting Texas State the way they need to be.
Yeah, I think Kenny Dillingham's actually a really good coach. It's a good hire. Just get it like a young guy in there.
Yes, agreed.
He's a year older than me.
Yeah.
He's 34.
No, that's
so young.
It just bums me out. Just doesn't make me feel great about myself. Arizona State, I guess, to be fair, they've only won by one score in their last two games against a objectively bad team in Mississippi State. And then I think a Texas State team that, you know, people sleep on a little bit. But like, Tech?
And how's Tech's run defense?
I don't know.
Because Arizona State just feeds this dude named Scadabo.
I can't listen to that fucking name anymore watching that. Scadabo gets it. I just like, because it sounds like the announcer is scatting. It's like, skibbity scat, scat, ba dip. I can't. Scadabo is the worst fucking name in college sports.
You don't like a white running back?
I like the white running back.
Scadabo?
We had Cody Schrader last year. I love a white running back.
Scadabo is such a great name for a running back.
Scadabo. Yeah, it is very. But
Scadabo up the middle for 5.
He scats in the backfield. Yeah. I mean, I think Arizona State I'm actually surprised they're even a dog. I think Arizona State wins this game.
In Lubbock. Levitt's, he was starting to like get into a rhythm last week against Texas State, but he made some really dumb throws.
Yeah.
There were some heat check moments for Levitt.
Yeah.
You're going ASU?
Yeah, I'm going to ASU. It's also interesting to me that Tech has played one team with a defense and didn't score.
Yeah. That's, what about, look at Arizona State going on a Texas kind of road, back-to-back weeks on the road. You think they stayed here? You think they just like kind of...
Why not? Just drive over to Lubbock.
I'll go Tech. I don't think, I mean, eventually Arizona State's going to lose, right?
One would imagine.
Tough road game in Lubbock. I'll lay the points. Memphis, minus 10. In Annapolis, Navy. Over-under is 50.5. Man, I never know what to make of Navy. Who could, you know?
I mean, all these service academies are... They've got two convincing wins so far. I don't really know how Memphis's run defense is, per se. Obviously, they just shut down Florida State. The other two games, who cares? I kind of think Navy covers this. I kind of think this is Memphis's first like real dogfight.
Just came off a big win against Florida State.
Yeah.
Maybe feeling themselves.
Yep.
Just an easy game to kind of look up.
Yeah. Like, completely overlook.
You overlook Navy. And
it's a fucking road game.
All of a sudden, you're down like 3 or 7
yeah.
late in the fourth. You have to come back. Hennigan's just slinging it at the end. Maybe pulls it out late. Yeah, no, I'll go Navy as well. Navy covers. 10's just too many points.
Yeah.
Also, maybe liking that under.
I mean, it's a service academy. Can't go wrong, right?
But sometimes when, like, the triple option hums, it's so quick.
Yeah.
Like, they'll just score a 70-yard touchdown out of nowhere and be like, oh, that wasn't long. yeah, I'll just take Navy, though. Next up, your boys, SMU.
We got a rivalry game here. Throw the record books out.
Is this the Iron Skillet?
Something like that.
TCU minus 3 at SMU. The over-under is 58.5. I mean, I don't think TCU is very good, but either is SMU. SMU stinks.
I don't understand. I don't know that they've worked out their quarterback situation yet.
I'm just going to go Big 12 pride.
Yeah, fair enough.
Beef up our schedule. TCU covers.
The thing about, like, I don't know what their quarterback situation is. SMU does have a bye coming into this game, which is nice for them, whereas TCU is coming off a brutal loss.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah. God. I'll take the over. I don't know who's going to win this game. Because Sonny Dykes is a low-key, spiteful guy.
Yeah.
And
could run up the score.
Yeah. I'll just take the over. That's the only thing I feel safe with. All right.
East Carolina plus 6 at Liberty. Over-under is 54. Liberty. Doing what Liberty does.
Just wins. Yeah.
Kidding
me? Liberty's under a touchdown favorite at home. I don't care what East Carolina's doing.
Liberty's a weird spot.
Yeah.
How do you even get there?
It's in the forest. There's wolves. I don't know how you get to Liberty.
Never want to know.
No.
Yeah. That's not a school I want to like cross off the list.
No. What? Kidding?
It might be like the least attractive school to go to.
What would you even do there that's fun?
Maybe they give you like money.
I guess, dude.
Just to appear.
Who knows?
I don't know. No, give me the Pirates. Give me East Carolina.
Okay.
I think they cover. Liberty wins, but that line, that stinks. 6? Liberty's only laying 6? Why?
Scared. Worried about that line?
Yeah. Give me the Pirates.
Okay. By the way, where are we making these picks?
MyBookie.com
is where we make these picks. Go to MyBookie.com. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS to double your first deposit up to $1,000. Obviously, we bet on all our college football stuff here. You can bet live lines. We love doing that. And then, of course, if you're watching this show in particular, you're probably familiar with Casino Friday, where me and Dan play live blackjack on MyBookie's website. It's with real dealers. It's like essentially playing blackjack over Zoom or something like that. There's a real human doing the dealing. You go to the live casino tab, and then, you know, from there you play at whatever table you feel like playing at in terms of, you know, how much you want to bet or whatever. And again, you can double your first deposit up to $1,000 when you use the promo code Drinking Bros at mybookie.com.
Let's get it. I'm also on the little DP World Tour this week. The BMW PGA Championship got Thomas Dietrich.
How is there still golf?
Because Euro Tour does this shit.
Okay.
Yeah. He's at 4 under right now.
Let's Fair go. Enough.
And he's got 2 par 5s to finish. Let's get it. 2 back. Let's finish at 6. Come on, Thomas Dietrich. Next up, we got Northwestern plus 10.5 at Washington. The over-under is 42. Oh, boy. What do you do here?
This is
the Big Ten football right here.
Yeah, this is going to be a Big Ten football game, indubitably.
But Washington at home.
What time? That's a night game, too. This is, yeah, this is, I think this is going to be a tough one for Northwestern. Northwestern's not good. Oh, that's the SMU page. God damn it. Northwestern, what, lost to Duke, who's extremely mid this week. Barely beat Miami, Ohio at home. Took care of Eastern Illinois, but whatever. I think Washington and Jed Fish, like, they're a competent team. Like, they're a competent program, and Northwestern isn't right now. I know they lost to Wazoo in, like, an emotional game or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they've been rolling. So I'll take Washington by double digits here.
Yeah, I'm going to go under.
Okay.
Northwestern can't score.
They won't score, yeah.
Washington could win this game, like, fucking 24-3.
Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like, pretty much.
Next up, we got Cal. Here we go.
Oh, my God. How is this line real?
Because Florida State keeps being favored. Vegas can't stop favoring Florida State.
Should
I mean, they're
we
home.
Not be allowed? Is this? Could we just say this is both of our money line, dog? Like
Cal cross country, catching 2.5. Over-under's 44.5. No, because I want to keep losing money on Florida State.
Okay, Cal. And this is a money line dog for me. Cal.
I already took my money line dog in Rutgers.
Like dude,
at some point, Cal. You gotta have some pride, right? I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But everyone and their mother is gonna be on Cal.
All right, do your sharp shit. I don't care. It's Cal.
I know. But and it's just, it'll be really funny if Florida State loses. All right, fine. I'm on Cal.
I mean, it's
plus just, the 2.5. But
it is what it is here.
Florida, yeah, this could just be an all-time bad season for it. Until Florida State wins, I can't bet on you.
Yeah.
At this point.
Like you, They have to prove it.
This game also, insanely bad. Iowa minus 2.5 at Minnesota. The over-under is 35.5. That's not low enough. Give me the under. Iowa wins 9-6.
I mean,
this game's insane.
Iowa.
McNamara's going to throw for like a crisp 87 yards.
Iowa has hit that over every week. You said 35?
35.5. It's going to be like right
That's
on the
fine.
Mark.
40 to nothing.
Against
20-19. 38-21. Hit that. I'm taking the over.
Oh.
I'm taking an Iowa fucking.
That's bold.
Over. That should somehow
give me the under and give me Iowa.
That should somehow count as a money line dog. Minnesota, though, boy, they have rebounded at least defensively. Honestly, their defense has been great all year, right? Only 19 to North Carolina, and then they didn't allow any points to Nevada or Rhode Island. But still, Iowa's been scoring, and honestly, Minnesota has put up points in the weeks since then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just take the over.
Next up, Michigan State catching 6.5 at Boston College. Over-under is 45.5. I think people are sleeping on Michigan State. Give me Michigan State to cover. And honestly, they could win this game.
They could, for sure. This is a, first off, credit to Boston College for their non-conference schedule.
Right.
Holy shit. I know Florida State sucks, but they didn't know that. Or I guess Florida State is not fucked. That's ACC. But still, Michigan State and Missouri, like, good for you guys. Even Western Kentucky. But yeah, God, what a start to the season for Boston College schedule-wise. Man, this is a toughie. I think I wasn't as impressed with Boston College as I thought I would be.
You guys won by a touchdown.
Yeah, but we played like shit. I wasn't impressed with Tommy Castellanos, actually, is where I'll go with that.
Why do you have to take a shot at my man?
I'm just saying, he didn't look great. But you know what? It's a lot of points. It's a lot of points for BC here. Has Michigan State played anybody, Paul? Maryland? FAU? I'll take BC. Their offensive line was great, and I think Castellanos will give more problems to a lesser defense. I'll take BC by a touchdown.
Then we got Baylor catching 2 on the road at Colorado. The over-under is 50.5. I'll reluctantly take Dion.
That's a rough one to have to take.
Baylor's not good.
No, I know. They lost to, I mean, they have a L against Utah. Just trying to see, like, the scoring situation here. They did beat the shit out of Air Force.
The Utah game, though, also Cam Rising got hurt that game.
Yeah.
They had to bring in a
freshman. Okay, that makes sense. That makes more sense. Colorado.
Okay. Colorado is still, I mean, they stink, but they're a little frightening because they do have two of the best players in the country. Travis Hunter,
yep.
Shedeur Sanders, like. I wouldn't draft Shador, but he is very good. Like, he has talent. Yeah.
I'll take the under.
Going under.
Yeah.
Okay, I could see that. Like a 28-21 game.
Yeah.
That hits.
Yeah. Bang.
And then to kind of close everything up, Purdue going to Corvallis. What a weird game.
That is an odd game.
Purdue catching 4.5.
Purdue's so bad.
Over-under's 49.5.
Purdue's so bad.
I love this under. I love the under, and I'll go with the Beavers.
Yeah, I'm going Beavs. I don't know about over-under, whatever, but Purdue sucks. Purdue sucks.
Really bad. And then any other additional game you like?
Yeah, hold on, though. There was another Moneyline dog I think I wanted to take.
That could just be your extra game. I don't care.
No, because I'll pick an extra game, too. There was, man, who was it? Who's the? Oh, I said I might take Coastal, but I'll just take Cal as the Moneyline dog. That's fine. Extra game here. Let me look up and down the schedule and see what I like. Ooh, Rice at Army.
Can I give you one?
Yeah, sure.
Give me the Villanova Wildcats catching 17.5 in Maryland. Maryland has no idea what they're about to run into. Villanova is going to be a contender to win the national championship in the FCS. Yeah, give me the Wildcats. Give me Nova. Plus 17.5 over Maryland.
Okay.
They'll cover by 7. Like, Maryland will win by 17.
Okay. Fair enough. Let's see what else we got here that's fun. I'm trying to look up and down the schedule and see what I like. Duke at Middle Tennessee.
Yeesh. That's bad. There's not a whole lot of other games that, I mean, you want to talk Tulane, Louisiana?
Not particularly.
Rice Army. Army lay the 6.5 for Army.
The who? What?
Right. Or Army minus 6.5 against Rice. Want to do that?
Oh, here, I'll give you one. Colorado State is a 10-point favorite against UTEP at home. UTEP, notoriously dog shit. I think Colorado State's pissed off about last week's game. They're going to want to...
Minus 10?
Yeah.
All right. I hate that game.
What do you mean you hate that game?
I wouldn't touch that game.
Nah, Colorado State rolls.
All right. I'm going to take another extra game, I think.
Okay.
I got to catch up to you.
Well, then what maybe if... I'll take another extra game.
All right. Well, I mean, that could be a 2-game swing there. If I win, you lose. Florida, Atlanta, UConn. No. Tulsa, Louisiana Tech, New Mexico State, Sam Houston. Wow, Sam Houston's laying 17. No thanks. I mean, nothing else looks very appealing. South Carolina minus 28 against Akron. Maybe?
What about Rice at Army?
I mean, I mentioned that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fresno State, New Mexico.
Uh oh.
Hmm. Listen, at New Mexico, they're 0-3. Give me also New Mexico plus the 14.
Okay.
Over Fresno.
I'm going to give you one more because this is, I love this. I fucking love, they are usually so good here. Kentucky at home, minus 20, Ohio.
Oh, I hate that pick. They just gave everything to fucking Georgia. Ohio's covered.
Nah, they're angry. They choke out. They choke out lower teams like this.
I don't think so.
Stoops is a murderer. This is how Stoops helps boost his resume. He's sort of like the dumpy Heupel in that way, like the defense Heupel. You know what I mean? Like he just slaughters G5, G6, whatever you want to call it, teams.
All right. Well, that's all I got for this week.
Man, I'm just going to build my lead so big.
I'm going to catch up in one swoop week.
All right, yeah. For Dan Regester, I'm Rob Fox. This has been Outside the Top 25.
Later.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.